What did you use to carry water in?
Water bucket. Ciphers.
What about milk?
Well, they had aluminum buckets to milk in, or either enamel buckets, mostly enamel.
Was that ever called anything besides bucket?
Milk pail.
Would you call just the metal one a pail, or would it?
I think it would be bucket, because there's a little difference in the pails than the buckets.
What's that?
Lena's husband, when the girl that was here a while ago, used to run a dairy in Apalachicola. And he had milk pails that was made of enamel, and they'd come up, well, they were about this high.
About a foot?
Yeah. And then they'd have a small neck and a top that went across this, closed it up, you know, so gnats and things couldn't get in. And that was a milk pail, he called it. So that would be a little different to the bucket.
What sort of a bucket or pail might you keep in your kitchen and put scraps and dishwater for the pigs in?
Well, we just keep an aluminum pail.
What would you call that?
It's not bucket.
Okay. And what did they use to fry eggs in?
They used just a fry pan.
A what?
I do, fry pan.
Uh-huh. Anything else besides that?
I don't think so.
What about any other name for that?
They used to call them spiders.
Uh-huh.
All the old people used to, when I was a child, call them spiders.
Mm-hmm. Did they have little legs on them, or do you remember?
Well, the ones that you used when you cooked outdoors, they all had legs.
Mm-hmm.
But the ones that you use on a cook stove doesn't have legs.
Mm-hmm. So the spider?
The spiders had legs.
Mm-hmm. What would they use to heat up water to boil clothes in?
They used a wash pot.
Uh-huh. And, say, if you cut some flowers and wanted to keep them in the house, you'd put them in a
vase.
Okay. And if you wanted to plant some flowers in the house, you'd plant them in a
pot.
Okay. And, say, if you were setting the table, you'd, next to each plate, you'd give everyone a
box spoon. Spoon.
Okay, and what else?
Or a knife or a fork.
Okay.
Put your fork on the left-hand side. Give it on the left, don't you?
Uh-huh. Say, if you serve steak and that wasn't very tender, you might have to
use
put out
steak knife.
Or if you put out several, you'd say several
steak knives.
Okay. And say, if the dishes were dirty, you'd say, I have to go.
Why?
And the cloth or rag you'd use.
I don't know what you'd say then.
But you know what I mean? For getting the food off, when you're washing them, you'd
scrape them?
Well, you'd have a cloth or rag, you know. You'd call that a
dish rag.
Okay. And you'd dry them off with the
dish towel.
And, you say after she washes the dishes, then she wet them in clear water.